Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to Ballmer Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as we get thrown at us. So definitely give us a call. It's been a great cooler week, right? And a little bit of heat here and there, but not as bad as some of that heat that we've had. Maybe a little bit better. We've had some rain randomly. I'll tell you, last week, you know, I sat here right in this chair and I was looking at the forecast and it looked like it was going to rain like maybe 3 days. And I'll tell you, barely. It barely did. I don't know what it is or what's going on or why we can't get some of this rain, but it is terrible. It is so bad. Where most of Massachusetts, I want to say 75% of Massachusetts, I think I read, is an extreme drought. So they have the different levels, like I've talked about, you know, level zero, which is everything's fine. One, it really could use some rain, but could go either way. Two, we really need some rain. Three, we like really badly need rain. And then four is if we don't get rain, the ground is just, you know, just powder. And we're almost there. It's pretty bad around here. So hopefully we can be, you know, getting some of that rain at some point. It doesn't look like it right now. I mean, I'm telling you, I just don't see it in our future. It's terrible. It's man, I haven't seen it like this in a long time. And I'll tell you, you know, we're getting pretty bad. So those drought names, the next one and the next level in Massachusetts would be called emergency drought. And that I don't know what would even happen, but that is bad. That would be real bad. So hopefully we can get some rain to help us just in general, right? You know, keep our plants going, keep our vegetables going, keep just everything, you know, just keep the ground saturated a little bit so that we can just more like survive, right? Not, you know, not life or death here at this point, but you get the idea. It is just so bad out there. So a lot of your plants are probably having some issues. Your lawn probably looks brown. But a lot of times with our lawns, they know, so they go to that dormant state, and hopefully they'll be coming back soon for you for the fall, if, you know, once the temperatures start to cool down a little bit, which, like I said, they started to a bit, but we got some, you know, had some heat this weekend, and we're looking at some more heat towards the end of the week. And temperatures are getting pretty high up there, and again, I don't see much rain in the forecast. It says a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. 90% chance I've seen last week was like 70% chance, and we didn't get it on some of those days. So I don't know what's going on. So let's hope for the rain. We need it desperately so that just everything in general can get up there, because it affects a lot of things, right? It affects, you know, it'll start to affect some of the pumpkin growth for, you know, fall, the squashes, the gourds, all those things. You know, if it's not getting enough water, they're not getting as big, right? We're hoping that some of those, you know, you think of the Topsfield Fair, they have the largest pumpkin, right? I'm sure some of these guys have some of their own, you know, watering systems where they can, but maybe they're not going to be as big this year. There's not as much water, such a drought. So some things to keep an eye on, right? It's just, it's getting bad out there. So we'll hope that things change and do the best we can to, you know, keep on keeping on. But if you have some questions today on anything, you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Coming up later today, about 8:30, we have the we have John LeBeau from the Department of Agriculture joining us to give us some information in regards to the tomato contest that I am judging this upcoming week. So he'll be with me at about 8:30. So I look forward to that, because on Tuesday at the Boston Public Market, that's where it's going to happen. It's open to the public to come see, but it's all the tomatoes are actually from commercial growers. So it'll be interesting to take a look at, right, just from afar. But I'll be in there judging. And so they usually get between 80 and 120 entries, right, from all across the state. And I got to take a look at them, you know, slice them, all those different things. So pretty cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to that this week. It's going to be Tuesday, like I said. It'll be interesting to see. I'm pretty excited for it, as, you know, my father used to love tomato sandwiches, right? And these are things that he always talked about, was the, you know, tomato sandwiches, all those things. And so when this came about, I was like, I got to do this. So I'm looking forward to it. So hopefully that is an enjoyable event, which I think it will be. What else can we discuss today? Plenty. I mean, your plants are probably having major issues right now, and a lot of them, you know, are putting up the best defense that they can for what they have, right? The plants just don't know, you know, they know what to do, but they don't know what the future holds. So they're going to try to plan out things. We'll see what, you know, time brings us when it comes to these plants. You know, our vegetables, maybe some of them slow down, right? If you can hand water, which in some cities you can still hand water, you probably have a successful vegetable garden at this point. But if you can't, if they slow down, right, they're just having issues. Maybe they're completely gone. But these are things I want to discuss going forward, right? Take a look at the, you know, instead of ripping these plants out, Let's talk about just cutting them down to the base and leaving them there for the winter. And we talked about it last week. We've talked about it a number of times, but going into the season, into the winter season, instead of ripping out all the roots that have all those microbes, all that nutrients that you've been putting in there, let's leave it in there. Keep them active for the winter. I mean, they won't be active, right? They're not going to be, you know, building a new plant here. But the root system has all those nutrients in it. So if you have something going on right now, you know, where your plants are dying, they're fading, they're not looking good, just realize instead of ripping them out, let's cut them down because they can help the rest of the garden, right? The nutrients that are in there, all the fertilizer that you've been using is in that root system and it's being activated into the soil because they're, you know, the root system's still there. But if you rip it out, you're ripping out a lot of those microbes, a lot of that nutrients, a lot of everything. So definitely take a look into that going forward at the end of the season, or if you're ripping out, if you're, you know, some of the plants are dying back at this point. So we're going to take a break here, but give us a call with your questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat. Now, supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started on the day here. If you're just joining us, good morning and welcome to the show. We got plenty of time for you to join us and ask some questions if you have some. Now, I had a listener email with a couple questions here, and one of them is, that question that they said, what do you recommend on the greenhorn caterpillars? That's the tomato hornworm. So you've probably seen them for a bit if you had them, or you're starting to see them, is that green caterpillar that, grows as it eats the entire plant and has a horn right on the front of it, right? So it's an interesting caterpillar because it just defoliates the entire plant, and you don't usually see it until it's too late. It's green, the same color of the leaves, so you just don't know what, you don't see it, right, because it's not as easy. That's the camouflage that it has. And they're asking what's the best product to use to get rid of it, right? Well, they said, is it Captain Jack's? Is it BT? Which one is it? Well, I wish I could say this is exactly what it is. But the best way to do it is hand pick them, honestly. Hand picking some of these when they get that big, they are so strong. Some of the same sprays don't always work, right? They're not small insects. They are big insects, right? They are ready to take over. So a lot of the times it's hand picking, putting them in a bucket of water, right? I know it's not the greatest way to do it, but that's what my father used to say, right? Is he would say, just take out a bucket of water and throw them in there because that's the easiest way, unless you want to squish them. That's just what happens, right? you could try to spray with, you know, either the Captain Jacks or the BT. I would say Captain Jacks would be stronger, whereas the BT, is they have to be a little bit younger, the Caterpillar itself. But yeah, the easiest and most effective is to hand pick them. They're not going to, you know, use that horn to protect themselves towards you, but they are able to get rid of them that way. So definitely take a look at your tomato plants often, right, to see what goes on with them, because that's one of the big ones that defoliates your entire plant. You probably already have seen them. If you haven't, take a look. Again, you'll look at it and you'll say, oh, I mean, it just is a big, like, inchworm looking, right, this same green color, but with a horn on the front. And, you know, if you have kids and you send them out there to take a look at them, some of them might look at them and be like, oh, my God, there's an alien here. It's that weird looking. But take a look on your tomatoes. They've started to take over the past couple weeks if they're out there. So definitely take a look at it, because they can defoliate your entire plant without you even knowing. Because it's just, they are so camouflaged, the same colors, the leaves, same everything. So the best way is to hand pick them. A lot of the sprays, they're just too big, so the sprays don't work as well. You could try some Captain Jacks. It is organic, so spraying right on top of the plant isn't going to harm the fruit of the tomato plants. It's not going to harm you. Spinosad, which is in the Captain Jacks, is actually was found at a rum plant. So it's the... Some of the strand from it is like the off of the smaller pieces of making rum. So some molasses-based type product. So, you know, I don't recommend drinking Captain Jacks. I highly say no, don't do it. But that's the basis of it, and that's what helps get rid of some of those insects. Well, we're going to take a break here. If you want, have a question, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service, warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend, clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News. The New York State Inspector General said in a report that a state trooper should have been disciplined for getting romantically involved with then-Governor Andrew Cuomo's adult daughter while serving on his security detail. The report came 2 years after the relationship and the trooper's apparent banishment to a post near the Canadian border. It was speculated at the time that Cuomo personally ordered the transfer because he was upset over the relationship. The report does not address whether the governor requested the transfer or which daughter it was. A Cuomo spokesman said Friday that he had no role in it. A federal judge told South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham that he still has to testify before a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. Graham had asked the judge for an emergency stay as he appealed the decision ordering him to speak to the panel that is investigating whether former President Trump and his allies interfered with the 2020 presidential election in the Peach State. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Cynthia's in New Hampshire.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a dwarf hydrangea tree.
Okay.
And this is its fourth season. I have pruned it in the normal time of springtime to, and it has produced beautiful blooms for the last 3 years, as well as this year. However, this year, it's producing beautiful blooms now, and they're changing color as they should be. However, the branches have started to droop terribly, and the droop's drooping so much that they are actually touching the ground, and they're not spiking up anymore, The tree just looks so sad. I don't know. I've been watering it regularly. I don't know if it's a problem of overwatering or underwatering or perhaps just the heat this year, or if perhaps when I pruned it, maybe I didn't prune back enough, and these stalks are just too long. I don't know, but the tree just looks very sad.
Understandable. You know, sometimes when it comes to these hydrangea trees, when the blossoms are on there and they get big and they're doing their thing, the weight of them can pull them over. It hasn't necessarily happened to you in the past, in that past number of years, but it is something that is, normal to the point. And I have seen it at a number of them when they pull over some of the edges because of that. But there are a couple things we can do to help it, right? Taking a look at the structure and seeing some of those branches, are they the edges? Are they the inside? Can we take some some twine, like a jute twine that's biodegradable. It's not going to harm the branches. And tie them off to each other a little bit. It's a green, so you won't see it as much through the leaves and everything. But maybe it's taking some of the branches that are drooping down and pulling it back up to help it. As the plant gets older, that's what it wants to do, though, is kind of droop to the sides a bit.
I have tried tying some of the branches together, and that worked a little bit earlier on in the season. But I think that just as the flowers got to be so large, they just pulled over all the branches down. And not only that, but the branches are very fragile, and they almost break. In fact, I think a few did break as I was tying them.
It's one of those things where, you know, right now, not as much as we can do for this year because of that breakage, right? But going into next season, knowing the future, because they will get to this point year after year. They just tend to, want to get bigger, obviously. That's the idea behind the plant. But when they wilt like that, not wilt, when they go over like that, it's because of the weight of the flowers. The flowers just are so heavy comparatively, and especially, you know, as much as you've been watering, the rest of the area is still in a drought. Even parts of New Hampshire are still in drought. You're getting more rain than Massachusetts is. It's just going like above Massachusetts every time, I swear. But still in a drought, right? And so, some of the plants that usually don't take water in the area, you know, trees, even if they're further away, because trees can have some big root system, are starting to pull because they need it. They're relying on it. So that could be part of it. I would say it's definitely not overwatering. It's really hard to overwater a plant outside unless it's sitting in a, you know, in clay and the water just sits there. So I don't think it's that. I think it has a lot to do with the nature of the plant. So for next year, knowing that some of these branches could be doing that, what I'd like to see you do is you could almost take a couple like tall stakes, right? Some stakes that you could look to see, you know, getting a brown one. So the brown stakes, so they almost blend in with the trunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use a couple of those on the inside of it and then tie some of the branches to it, right? So basically take the stake into the center, then take the twine out to the outside and then wrap it around it so it kind of holds it. So it's building the way you want to young so it becomes stronger. The other thing to look to do at this point, you could fertilize a little bit with this. When was the last time you fertilized the tree?
Early in the spring.
Okay. So, you know, a hydrangea can be fertilized multiple times during the season. You could use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Mm-hmm. I would look to see you do that because what it's going to do is it's going to make the branches stronger. As you were saying, they were brittle. They seemed weak. If we can get them a little bit stronger, that's going to help as well. If you don't want to go like the granular form, because it will last 6 weeks for you, which would get us the rest of the season. You could even look at, if you have it already, like a water soluble type fertilizer, like a Miracle-Gro or one of those, giving it something to help with it, because it is stressing out by bending the branches, right? Giving it something's going to help make the branches stronger so that it's not easily breaking, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where we kind of look at this point and say, all right, you know, we don't want, you know, we know it's bending over, but we don't want it to break. So how can we fix it? And that, you know, giving it something is going to help it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything that I do with, when I cut the branches in the springtime, should I cut them shorter? Would that help or not?
You could take a look at doing that, but the thing is it's going to want to continue to go, right? It's going to want to get bigger. As the plant gets older, it's more mature, so it will get bigger branching sometimes. So it's just keep an eye out on it. Don't necessarily cut it back like even an extra foot or something. That's not going to completely work, especially with a, you know, a dwarf type. It's already small enough. One of the things you can do, and I would recommend doing for the winter, so the plant is not so, you know, it's not so weak going into the winter because it's already weeping over, is, you know, cut the flowers. At the end of this season, right? A lot of people will dry them and use them for those. Even if you don't use them, maybe you use them in a bouquet for a week or two. But cut them back, because what it's going to do is it'll allow the plant to kind of bounce back a little bit. It's not focused on the flower anymore. It's focused on the branches. And it's going to, you know, it's not going to necessarily pull the plant. You're not going to see the plant just rise and go straight back up. But you'll notice that it'll be stronger for winter, because if we get some heavy snow this season and the snow just sits on top of it, it's more likely to break some of those branches. So we're kind of doing a preemptive cleanup for the spring. You would still then prune it back in the spring. But this is going to help it with some of the weight of the winter, because if the snow sits on it, it's already bent. It might break at that point too. So just it's a precaution for next year too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds good. I will try all those things. Thank you.
All right, Cynthia. Well, good luck and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Looking ahead, we're on the very precipice of one of my favorite seasons of the year, and that's the apple picking season. And I don't know how you report over forecasts. Have you seen any of the reports from apple growers associations around New England, the Northeast? I mean, I think we can say, based on the drought, it's probably going to be a rather smaller yield, smaller size apples. I do know that a lot of these apple orchards and groves have their own water filtration systems, irrigation systems in place. So and of course, obviously we'll be paying more for apples and pumpkins this season. So what are you hearing right now, and what can we expect based on, maybe there's somebody out there that is an apple grower, what they can, alert us to, is the season. Like I said, it's just about a week or two away.
Yeah. So yeah, it is a great season. Right to get into. And, I think that, a lot of these growers, do have some exemptions when it comes to watering, if they have the system, in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them though, they actually have, retaining ponds, in the orchard in some area where they actually hold the water from everything, and all the runoff even goes there. So they're reusing the waters, the water that's there. That being said, the thing is, the apples might be there, but they might be a lot smaller than normal, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big thing to look at, is you're not going to see, unless an orchard has a full irrigation system, you're not going to see the normal size apples on the trees, right?
Right. Yep.
They're also, because of so much sun, so much heat, you might see a little bit of like sunburn on the apple, like a scorch on some of these apples. Mm-hmm. That's going to be part of it. Knowing what's out there and what I've seen, it's going to be hard. I haven't heard a lot at this point because everybody's just been talking about the drought in general, and everybody seems to think about the lawn first, right?
Right.
Yeah. But I will say, it's, I don't think it's going to be great. The other thing, too, is some of these apples might actually be sweeter than than normal years, right? Yeah. Because the sugars in there are more concentrated because they're smaller.
Right.
Right? So, you know, I don't think it's going to be a great, year for it. I just don't think it will be, but I think they'll be out there. And the places that actually have the irrigation systems, you'll see the better. And so I'd almost call an area that you're going and say, hey, you know, just talk to them real quick. Do you have an irrigation system? Yeah. And just find out those things. But they're starting to pop up with some information on people are starting to see that there's going to be an issue because now we're getting into that season. So,
thanks, Patrick.
Alrighty, thank you, Paul. Have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show to answer all of your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call and we'll help you out. Now, just real quick, to follow up at the end of the Apple Orchards, what's going on for the year. Now, I saw an article in between the break because I wanted to look a little bit more into it that had just run a couple days ago. NBC Boston out of the Cape, right? I think it was the Cape. They got a Falmouth Road race on the top, but it's in the greater Boston area, we'll call it, right? So, anyways, part of the article tells, you know, all the different things that we were discussing. But when I was looking at it, the one thing it says is, so orchards that get their water from wells or other sources have had less water for their crops, right? So the Globe reports that pick-your-own farms may fare better than commercial orchards, because commercial orchards usually have their own wells, all of those things, whereas some of the other areas, the grow-your-own, have the irrigation ponds, all of those things, and some of the commercial growers just have so much square footage, it's not easy for them to water everything, right? So that could be part of it. So, you know, any of the places that are irrigated from, on the article they state here, irrigated from the Connecticut River will have an easier time adapting to the drought, whereas some of the other areas will have issues. So that's part of it. That's something to be thinking about. with it. You know, it's going to be just a little bit of different taste. So think about that this year when you bite into that apple and realize, you know, these growers are doing the best they can with it before you say, wow, this is really sour this year. Well, there's a reason. We're in a drought, right? We got to think about those things. There's a method to all of this, and if it doesn't, if it's not working, or you know, the process isn't happening, then we got issues. We got to take a look at it. So, anyways, that's just a little bit about it. I wanted to throw that out there just to get that information to you. But if you have some questions for us today, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. First hour of the show. Almost about to wrap up the first hour. We got three more hours. So let's enjoy the day here. It's, you know, it's cool this morning. We're going to warm up later today. And then hopefully, again, there's supposed to be rain tomorrow. It says 90% chance on the weather app that I look at. 90% chance. Yeah, it's probably more like a 30% chance for us. It's just how it's been going lately, I'll tell you. So hopefully we get some of that rain this week so we can, you know, just get out of that hole that we're in when it comes to a drought. So let's hope. Let's see what we can do. It makes you really think about for next year saying, I think I'm going to use some soil moist, or I think I'm going to use some of that hydrotain. Now, I was reading last week or the week before, and I meant to say it, with the hydrotain product, it can actually stay in the soil for a number of years. I would still continue to use it year after year just to get the, you know, make it really work the best way. But, you know, if you haven't done it in a couple of years, you might start to see some of those things, and that could be part of it. So let's keep an eye on it, right? Next spring, using those products to as a just in case, right? Because you never know how bad it's going to get. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't say, well, on this date, we're going to get an extreme drought. It's not planned that way. Despite what some people might think. But I digress. That's a different show, different day. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're just getting started, so call us. And we'll do everything we can to help you out today. And do our best to get you successful in the garden. So definitely give us a call. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.